Georgia Supreme Court Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 1713 slide. Visible translated text is as follows on the typewriter, and he would bring it back to me at 4 o'clock and take me to a lawyer to be sworn in on it. Mr. Terry taken me downstairs and gave me $2 and told me to buy a clean shirt and take the rest of it and go to the show. About 5:30, I came out of the Benita Theater in Birmingham and went up to my room. I was sitting in the window looking into the street when I saw the chief of detectives and Mr. Kelly coming. They made a motion for me to come downstairs. They asked me where was Terry, and I told them I didn't know. Then they took me over to a building I don't know the name of, and they took me by the jail and said I was going to be sworn in, and for me to say that was the truth, that is what they had written on that paper. They took me to the office and started reading it to me, and when it was done, they made me hold up my right hand and swear to it, and when they got done, Mr. Kelly took me back to the Birmingham Hotel, and there we met the chief of detectives, and Mr. Terry was with him. Mr. Terry got me, and we went walking around. That night, he sent me on to the hotel and told me to wait until he come, that he wanted to see the showgirls. I went up to my room and went to sleep. I don't know when Mr. Terry came in. The next morning, he said he was going to move to the Empire Hotel, and we went downstairs and turned in the key and went over to the Hotel Empire. He told me to go on up in the room and that he would see me later, and he gave me some money. About 8:30, Mr. Terry came back and took us into the cafe, which is in the Empire Hotel, and bought us some breakfast. Mr. Terry got 2 telegrams, and he claimed they were from Atlanta, and that the show had to come back to Atlanta before we could go to New Orleans. And that night, I got ready, and we left about 3 o'clock, and we got on the train and came back to Atlanta. We got to Atlanta about 7 o'clock in the morning, I think it was. Mr. Terry didn't ride with me all the way, but just before we got to Liberty Springs, he gave me $1.50 and told me to go to the Gate City Hotel and stay there and don't let anybody see me, that he would come up there about 12 o'clock and get me. I waited a long time, and Mr. Terry didn't come until 1 o'clock, and he told me to go on back home with Mama, that he was coming out to see my folks. He gave me $1.50 in nickels and dimes and told me to go out to the...